my memories of that time are very fresh, and I know the victims' families' minds are very fresh today. This is something that needs never to be forgotten. And for people who are affected, 9/11 is every day, not just once a year or once every 5 years. So I think it's important.
It's a lot of different feelings that come back from that day, but it's anger. I don't know. Glad that I made it, but...
Anger because?
Because of what happened. You know, some of it could have been avoided, I think.
I can't think of a reason why we shouldn't remember this day. There's a million reasons, too, and there's 3,000 flags sitting out there. They represent some people that were just in the wrong place at the wrong time, and a group of folks that wanted to take advantage of that were successful, unfortunately. I don't think this one's going to leave many people.
American Airlines Flight 77 crashes into the Pentagon, sending up a huge fume of smoke. Evacuations start immediately. We will now release balloons for Flight 77.
People died. You know, we saw people jumping out of windows, and, you know, we knew that a lot of people died that day, but nobody knew who they were. And I felt that as many faces as we could put out here for this day, people needed to know who they are. This scroll lists the person's name, it gives their age, it tells what company they work for, it tells where they were from, it tells what flight they were on or what country they lived in also, and where they were when they were perceived to have been killed, whether they were on the planes or in the Trade Center or one of the flights. But it's just, his whole family's listed here, and it's just awesome. It was awesome to make, and you look at the faces and you just wonder, you know, wonder about their families. I wonder how their families are doing.
I said because they died a long time ago, and they just want them to come back, but they're up heaven.
Yeah, you asked why we had come out here to the clock tower, and remembering an event like this makes me want to not be alone. And there goes the second bell.